Okay, and so to a subject now that is a very difficult subject when you actually look at it, and it's something that is very much in vogue at the moment when it comes to health and healthcare. We're talking about our mental health, and somebody's putting on an event to aid the mental health charity Mind is Samantha Prentice, and she joins me now. Morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Not too bad at all. This is interesting subject because it's such a vast subject and in some way actually really affects all of us at some point in our lives without us actually sometimes actually knowing it. What kind of drove you to actually put on an event to do with mental health?
Many years ago, Tony, I was in a very dark place myself. And luckily, a friend put me onto Mind, who are a mental health charity that they give you contacts and point you in the right directions to get the help that you need. Over the last couple of years, especially, I've had several friends who have suffered very, very badly with mental health. A few of them have actually lost their lives because of it, and most of the time is people just don't feel that they know where to or who to talk to. So I've organized this event to actually try and raise the awareness and promote numbers and places that people can actually go to get this help.
I mean, you're at the extreme end or part of the extreme end of the mental health spectrum here, aren't you? Because mental health goes in some ways from a very mild thing to the very serious, where you end up with people actually considering taking their own lives, that sort of thing. And it is a serious thing that nobody seems to be able to work out quite why somebody would go to those extremes. And I'm guessing that's where you're, that's the ballpark you're talking about.
It is, yes. I myself, when I was going through a bad time, I had no idea of who or where I could go to. I know people said to me, go to, you know, Crawley Hospital and speak to them, but you go into places like that and they're so overrun with work, you don't feel that you want to burden them with your problems. And if I knew back then the people that there are available in this area, it would have been a lot easier for me to have gotten the help sooner.
Do you mind asking a question on this? Because I don't want to pry too far into this. But were you aware that there was something wrong?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
That's half the problem then, isn't it?
It is. It is. And when I then did realise that there was a problem, I'd got to a very dark place, it wasn't a good place at all. And, you know, I think trying to raise awareness, and even with some of the groups that are out there now, you know, you can turn up and have a coffee with them and you know, start just to talk and open a dialect. And then you start realizing, actually, I'm not right. I do need to speak to somebody. And you know, it is very difficult because nobody wants to, you know, go around and say I've got mental health problems, because
it's kind of a very crude way of describing that, isn't it?
Is.
Really, I've got mental health problems.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a much broader, bigger picture than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it affects people in so many different ways.
Yeah, and the problem for most people is themselves, apart from if you are the person that is the subject of this, you're not always aware of what is actually going on. The people around you also have even less of an idea that things are not quite as they are, because the person involved tends to sort of try and, well, put a brave face on things and smile their way through.
They do. And that's exactly what I did. friends at the time, when I actually spoke to them after getting help and, you know, letting them know and be aware that that's what I was going through. Every single person said, I had absolutely no idea, because you just smile, you put on such a brave face in front of everybody. But, you know, obviously going home then on your own and you're crumbling behind closed
Yeah,
doors.
it's a typical British stiff upper lip, I think, is how it's described,
Yes.
which is sometimes a very, very good thing to have, and other times, well, it's truly a disaster. Fortunately, these days we have a slightly better understanding of some of these issues, and as you've already described, that Mind is one of those organizations that can help. There are also listening groups as well. I mean, we're lucky enough in Crawley to have Sean Orr's Men Share listening group, which I know has gone is opened up in Horsham as well, but I think there's one for the ladies now, isn't there?
There
It's called
is
Sister Share.
Sister Share listening group, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if they'd have been around at the time, would that have been somewhere you'd have gone?
It would have been, because these two fantastic ideas that have come, you can pop into somewhere, sit down, have a coffee, and just talk. And the big thing I think is people understanding that it's better to talk. It's not good to bottle things up and suffer on your own. It's better to talk. And
I mean, there are different trigger points for different people, though, aren't there, really? I mean, what
yes.
seems a mountain to climb for one person is like a molehill to somebody else. But that same person may have a very different mountain that they need to climb that the other person might think, oh, no, that's no problem at all. Yeah, I mean, it is horses for courses, and well, finding someone to talk to, and you've hit the nail on the head there, I think, really, when you said the importance of talking to someone.
Yes, yeah, and Men Share and Sister Share, both fantastic setups
Yeah.
and wonderful people who are running them.
Yeah. Well, we've spoken to Sean Orr a couple of times, and yeah, the guy is a bit of a legend, really, I think. But there you go. It prompted you, all of this prompted you over a period of time to see what you could do to help others.
Yes, and with that was I thought everybody loves music, and I thought a music event to raise awareness for mental health
Yeah.
would be a lovely thing to do. So my neighbour and a very, 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 very talented lady,
Yeah.
I spoke to her, and her and George are Kaylee, so it's going to be Kay and George.
Yeah.
They will be performing on the night, and another local legend, Paul Stanworth, is
Yeah.
going to be performing as well.
You say this Kay lady, she's your neighbour, is she?
She is my neighbour as well,
Pardon
yes.
me for asking the question. Have you ever had to bang on the wall and go, turn it down?
No, in fact, it's a case of open the back door and listen to her
Turn it up a little
actually
bit.
practicing, because
Oh,
she's amazing.
that's really, really good. Yeah. We're talking about an evening of music here, are we?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Okay. On the it's a 27th of this month, isn't it?
Friday, 27th of January. Yes.
Where's this going to be?
It's going to be held at Goffs Park Social Club in
Yeah.
Crawley. And it will start at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
with Kay and George. Paul Stanworth will then be on from 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the headline for the night is an absolutely incredible international award-winning Keith George and his Boy George Experience. And
Wonderful.
Keith is coming all the way over from Tenerife for this event.
Nothing like a 4-hour flight to go to a gig, is there, really? Oh,
No.
that's absolutely brilliant. So the idea is for people to come along, and we'll just basically have a good time and raise some money for
Yeah.
a charity, or raise awareness for Mind, yeah?
It's mostly raising awareness. It's £20 a ticket.
Yeah.
Tickets are being sold in advance and are limited because I don't want to oversubscribe the event that it's not an enjoyable evening for everybody.
Yeah. Where can they be got from?
They can actually be got from myself. I have an email set up for the event, which is 27 January 2023 charity event at btinternet.com, or they can call me on 07787 122896.
Love the length of that email address. That's just something else, isn't it? 27 January 2023 charity event at btinternet.com. In case you missed it, that will be up on our website a little later on today, along with this conversation as well, and details of how tickets can be got. I know you've got a Facebook page for this, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, that's going to be an interesting thing. Now, what's the search word for that? So rather than sort of saying, go and look at such and such, there's a search box at Facebook. So if anybody goes onto Facebook, on their Facebook page, what would they put in the search box?
That's actually a very good question.
Ah, you hadn't thought of that one, had you?
I've actually named it Mind Fundraising Event.
So if I'll tell you what, let's put it to the test, shall we? I've got my Facebook page open. Let's get to the search box, which is right at the top. Of course, I'm always halfway down the page. Where's the search? Oh, there it is there. Mind.
You say Mind Fundraising Event.
Let's see if this works live on radio. There you go. Mind Fundraising Event. It's the top one as well. Look at that. How clever is that? And there's a picture of Boy George, the Boy George Experience, and all the details are there. Couldn't be easier, could it, really? Check out Mind Fundraising Event, and you'll find the event. It's at the Goss Park Social Club, and it is raising awareness of a very, very serious point that so many people need some sort of help with, and sometimes or oftentimes are too frightened to actually ask and try and cover things up with oftentimes disastrous consequences. That would be about right, wouldn't it?
Yes, and on the evening I also have attending with us Men Share Listening Group, Sister Share Listening Group, and Time to Talk Crawley.
Wonderful. Time to Talk Crawley as well. You're going to have to say hello to Sean for me when you see him.
I will.
Samantha, I think we've got all the detail there, really. But for anybody in the short term who actually needs or thinks they might need some sort of help, what would you suggest? Where would you recommend? I know you're not a qualified expert on these particular things, but you've been there. And probably would know a little more than most about where perhaps you should start looking. Would it be Mind itself, or would it be one of the local groups?
If you're obviously local, Men Share and Sister Share absolutely would be a fantastic starting place. But if it's not face to face or sitting with a group of people that you're looking for, I would suggest Mind.
Okay.
Because they have a wonderful, wonderful team at the end of the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a brilliant thing that you're doing. Good luck with the event. Say that the details of the event, this conversation, are all going to be up on the susieradio.com website a little later on today help it along its way. I hope it's successful. And, I just hope Boy George gets here from Tenerife and gets through customs on time.
And let's hope that the pilots don't decide to strike like everybody else.
Enough said. No more. Samantha Prentice, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you.